Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio for our penultimate chat, I believe, with regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. By the way, it's not penultimate. I'll be around for, about three more weeks.
Oh, three more. My mistake. I thought this was the second last. All right, well, we're talking about one film this week, A Dog's Journey. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, sure. So this week we're celebrating the release of Quentin Tarantino's latest film by looking at A Dog's Journey.
Yes, I understand Michael had a few things to say on Breakfast about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yesterday.
Stuff that I agree with. But this week we'll be looking at A Dog's Journey. So in this film, Dennis Quaid enlists his old dog to look after his daughter. No matter what happens.
Enlists his dog. I'm not sure the dog makes the best babysitter in the world. That doesn't sound like a great plan to me. You know, how old's their daughter?
It's a baby. She's a baby.
You shouldn't leave a dog in charge of a baby. That's just a bad setup, you know.
Well, I mean, not as a babysitter, but just as a bit of a interdimensional guard dog, as it turns out.
Interdimensional.
Yeah.
Okay. This follows on from A Dog's Purpose, the 2017 film, and I had no idea what A Dog's Purpose was until we were chatting about it yesterday, and I had no idea it involved the dog dying multiple times, essentially being reincarnated over and over again into the new bodies, the bodies of new dogs over and over again. It seems bizarre to me, and it seems like it continues to pick up that trend in A Dog's Journey.
It does, and that's how the dog repeatedly keeps coming back to look after the daughter throughout her life while she's growing up. And the movie itself, I thought, was quite a bit better than the previous film in the series, Dog's Way Home, which I believe was some kind of spin-off.
Oh my god, there was another one.
Dog's Journey, Dog's Way Home.
I didn't even know there was another one. Okay,
Because I thought that previous film had way too much of a generic plot to really work. But this film had great acting all around, from like its big star Dennis Quaid to the child actors and the animal actors. They were all great. And I know they say in Hollywood, you know, don't work with children or animals, but this movie makes really good use of both. And I'll admit, without getting into too much details about what happens in the movie, I thought that the ending was genuinely sad. I know it seems like a bit of a silly story, but the ending had me tearing up a bit, and I could see, looking at the other critics, a couple of them were trying to hide their tears as well.
So this is maybe a nice cathartic film. You want to get out the tissues, have a little bit of a cry to just get it out. Maybe it's one of those kind of films.
Yeah, it is one of those kinds of films, but it's not perfect. It does have one major flaw.
There's a shocker.
I'm not exactly sure who the audience is, because the movie does have a talking dog voiced by Josh Gad, and it does have a lot of childish, you know, poop and pee jokes, which sort of plants it firmly into a sort of child's movie territory.
Yeah.
But the film itself also does focus on a lot of incredibly serious topics like cancer, drugs, death, and toxic relationships, which means it seems more for a mature audience. And so I'm not sure exactly who the movie is supposed to be targeted for, who it's written in, with who in mind, with which demographic in mind.
I mean, if you're looking to take the kids along to this one this weekend, what would you make of it? I mean, it sounds like pretty serious stuff, you know. Hold off unless you want to have a pretty serious conversation.
Probably for more older children. I mean, if they can get past the talking dogs bit.
Just before I let it go, I mean, A Dog's Purpose, comparing it to that one, is it worse than that first one was?
I would say that they're about the same.
All right, well, okay. So if you've seen A Dog's Purpose, you thought that was okay for the kids, then apparently A Dog's Journey will still work as well. Kev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.